And so now, I invite you to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Take a deep healing breath, breathing into that inner sanctuary of your soul. And as you gently breathe in and breathe out, with every exhale, just let go. Let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present to this now moment. Just release any worry, any doubt, or any fear. Release any thoughts of less than or not enough. Be still and know, at this moment, your heart is one with the altar of God's love. Know in this sacred moment that there are two universal truths. First, that the divine energy we call God is pure goodness, pure love, pure peace. And that you are on this earth to express all you can imagine God to be. You are light. You are love. You are wholeness. Your entire life is a spiritual journey, a journey to align with the goodness of God and to claim your own divinity and power. As spiritual beings having a human experience, you are never separated from your source. Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "We must learn to establish ourselves in the Jesus Christ consciousness of life, light, freedom, and love. I do not believe the lily feels the terrors of darkness down at the bottom of the pond, nor does it allow the mud and water that shut out most of the light to keep it from reaching for the good that is provided for it. It pushes surely and intelligently upward toward the freedom and light that were there all along, conscious only of the warmth and helpfulness of the sun and air." And when we allow ourselves to be guided by the intelligence within us, we too shall be conscious of good only, and we will grow as perfectly as the lily. So moment by moment, thought by thought, each one of us is coming into the realization of who and what we really are. The truth that Jesus told us sets us free. We know and affirm that within us there is a power greater than anything in the world. There is a strength greater than our fears. There is comfort greater than our sorrows. The Christ within is that perfect pattern. It is whole, and it is each one of us at the point of God. So I invite you for a moment now to prepare to go into the silence. And to do so, bring into your mind's eye any life situation with which you might be struggling, or any person with whom you are having difficulty, any person or group of people in whom you seem unable to behold the Christ. And I like to invite all of us to open our spiritual eyes right now, realizing there is a power and presence greater than what our sights and senses reveal. Jesus told us the kingdom of God is within. The center of that kingdom is a kingdom of wholeness. So just know you are the peace of God. You are the wisdom of God. You are the life force of God. So in a moment, in the silence, ask for that same discernment, that same intuitive perception that Jesus Christ displayed. Release the shadow and come into the light. Begin this process now, in your heart, in the silence. And so now, as we come together as a greater spiritual community to appreciate and behold the Christ in one another and support one another in our spiritual growth, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. And now let's finish our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.